I'm going to read just a little section of scripture here. If you would just close your eyes and just picture what we're reading. It says out of Revelation 5. Then I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside of it. And then John wept because nobody was worthy to open the scroll. Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." And they continued, in a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." So as we just picture that scene, the Lamb who is worthy, the only one who is worthy to receive all glory and honor and praise, and the natural response of worship, falling on their knees in worship and praise, lifting, exalting the Lamb. May we join in that together now. Sometimes that feels so distant, you know, like that will reach its fulfillment one day and we'll be able to worship him in this fullness that we have never been able to experience here. But we don't have to wait to be engaging in this worship, to be lifting him high and exalting him, to be participating in the worship of the Lamb who is worthy of our praise, of our every breath and our every word. So if you would please rise with me and join me as we exalt the Lamb of God.
His. we lift him high, amen. So may the Lord increase your vision of him each day. May your vision increase of his wonder, of his beauty, of his majesty, of his greatness. May the wonder of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, who is the Son of God, who baptizes with the Spirit, and who always, when we see him, provokes response. May he captivate you more and more. There's always more to see. There's always more to know. May you know more. May your vision increase. He's a God who loves to open our eyes more. In your hearts and your minds, may your view of him be lifted. May the Lord bless you with his peace. May the Lord bless you with wonder and awe of him as you gaze upon his beauty. Go in his peace.